Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips. Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted. And tell him
that his loss. Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Even the best markets run out of gas. This past week, they're inventing new words for this stock market. With the stock market going up, 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 is there a way to participate in the market gains going forward? But if you're just wrong or have bad luck, can you protect yourself from losing all that hard-earned money you put in there? Well, the answer is there is, and it's called a fixed indexed annuity. But I don't think there's a financial product that is surrounded by more confusion and misinformation than annuities. You hear great things about them. You hear terrible things about them. And those offering them will tell you all the good things, and those that aren't licensed to offer you annuities, all the bad. So how do you know what to believe? Well, that's where we come in, and we'll help you separate fact from fiction today as we look at ways to protect yourself in this highly elevated market. That's what drove this week. The question was, how do I get in this market? It just keeps running away. And I feel like, you know, I've been sitting on the sidelines for so long and I didn't know if I should get in and I missed it. And that October rally when everything was seeming so dire and all of a sudden turned on a dime and we had this huge rally. Is there anything I can do to participate in AI or this S&P 500 or anything that's going on? Because I just feel like I have a lot of bad luck. So this is for you. Thanks for emailing in there, Sam. We will get to your questions today because I have five ideas today to help you put your toe in. Now let's get started. I love this. You heard this one this last week? Platinum locks. We're not talking Goldilocks anymore. There's a new term now out there. It's called platinum locks. But I caution you, even the best markets eventually run out of gas. So the Dow Jones was up this past week, 1.3%. S&P 500, 5,000. Yep, we went solidly through 5,000. We closed the week at 5,089, up 1.7% for the week. Year to date, we're up 6.7%. Right now on the S&P 500, and it's February. It's not March yet. NASDAQ up 1.4%. MSCI International Index, EFI, it's up 1% for the week. The 10-year Treasury came down a little, 4.25%. Like that, that helped the market. Oil, $76.55 off the week, 2.4%. And bonds, relatively flat, up for the week, 0.2%. So let's talk about stocks, because when I saw this term, platinum locks, I thought, what the heck is that all about? What does this mean when we're talking about stocks and what is going on with the market and what should you do? It's a great question. So thanks for asking. So let's look at the week and what happened. This past week, Thursday, it was really all about NVIDIA. They blew away the earnings. The optimism with AI is back, and that fueled this rally we saw this week in a big way. And as you remember, this is what started it all back in October of 22. The market is passing what one would consider a Goldilocks environment and is now entering a realm of justification that they're referring to now, and I just saw it again. You may want to write this term down, platinum locks. That's a step above Goldilocks. So here's the cases on both sides. I'm going to start with the bears first, because you kind of know how I feel about things in general, and I'll conclude with where we are. Here we go. So the bears case, here we go. Valuations on stocks, specifically the S&P 500. At this value, it is now trading at over 21 times 24 forward earnings of $243 a share. Now, let me put that in some context for you. A 21-time multiple isn't just high, It's unheard of. Unless there's things going on like quantitative easing, QE, which means lowering rates, which that's obviously not happening, or 0% rates, which again, that's not happening. Only then has a 21-time multiple been sustainable for a decent period of time. Now, again, I'm talking about bears here, okay? And obviously, right now, we have the opposite. We have rates still over 5% and no indication of QE happening in March anymore. But nonetheless, the S&P is still trading at 21 times forward earnings. So that's beyond Goldilocks. And so that's why they came up with this term, platinum locks. And largely confirmed by the fact, despite several pieces of negative news over the past few weeks, which of course we've covered, remember those? Rebound in inflation metrics. The Fed saying, we're not going to cut rates now in March, but we think June. And we're not going to cut five or six times, more like three or four times. That's all bearish, by the way. That's not good news. That's not so good news. We've also seen soft consumer spending coming out of the retail sales information. But market sentiment has barely moved. And so that reflects the fact that investors are believing in this platinum locks environment. And this is what's driving stocks higher. Now, I looked at three other indicators I want to talk to you about. First, the CNN fear/greed indicator. You can look these things up. It sits at 78. This is a scale of 0 to 100. It's at 78. That's squarely in the extreme greed zone, red zone, if you will. If we go back to October last year, that indicator was at 20. So that's a pretty big jump. So we call that extreme fear reading. This index is widely followed because it incorporates seven different momentum and sentiment indicators. And it provides a wide view of current investor and market sentiment. And so the message is clear. Investors are greedy and do not see material risks near term. Next index, the AAII Investor Sentiment Survey. This shows 44% bulls, and that is extremely bullish territory. This survey asks individual investors, people who invest, whether their outlook is bullish or bearish, and the percent of respondents that say they're bullish, bearish, or neutral is tracked. Anything over 37.5% is considered extremely bullish. We're at 44. Where were we in October? Not so good. 26. So again, another big move, which shows investors are extremely bullish about the outlook and not overly concerned about risk. And finally, Investors Intelligent Advisor Sentiment Survey. This has a bull-bear spread of 41.1%. This is the most bullish spread I've seen since July of 21. This survey asks financial advisors, what they think about the market. It sits at 41%. 30% is the historical average. Additionally, a bull-bear spread between 35 to 45% is considered a signal of elevated chances for a correction. And right now we're at 41. So it's at the higher end of that range. Last October, 18.4. So you see what I'm saying? The stretches, things are stretched. So the message is clear. Financial advisors, individual investors are very bullish near term and are not concerned about the outlook of risk right now. So what are the bulls saying? The people who are driving this market higher. Ready for this? Because they're both compelling cases. Here we go for the bulls. Earnings. Their earnings are backing up the gains. Market returns are guided by earnings. And over the last 30 years, the price of the S&P 500 index has risen by over 900%. You heard me right, 900%. Importantly, but not surprisingly, earnings per share for the S&P 500 rose more than 900% over that time as well. This highlights the long-term relationship between stock prices and corporate earnings. They don't, however, move in perfect lockstep with each other. After last week, 92% of companies that reported fourth quarter 23 results with a more than 7% upside surprise helped drive this market higher. So when a market hits all-time highs, because like I said, the S&P 500 closed at 5089, almost got to 5100 this past week, does that mean it's over? You're going to like this. This, again, this is bullish arguments. All-time highs are not the finish line. So the stock market surged to a record high last week, even eclipsing the high we saw in January of 22. Hate to say I told you so. We talked about this last year. On the back of new bull market that has delivered a 45% return, 45% return on the S&P since October 22. The upshot is that bull markets do not tend to reach exhaustion upon hitting new highs. Listen to that. In fact, history shows that the initial breach of an all-time high tends to be more of a mile marker on the way to higher gains. Here's the data. August of 20, we had an additional gain after that high was hit of 42%. Days until the eventual peak and correction, 347. March of 13, additional gain of 116%. Days till eventual peak, 1,735. May of 07, I'll remember 08. Remember 08? Sure. Additional gain, 2%. I remember that like yesterday. Days till eventual peak and ultimate disaster, 92. July 89, remember 89? I do. That's when I first got in the stock market and I lost a lot of money. 352% was the gain. Days till correction, 2,709. November of 82, that one I don't remember, sorry. 137%. Days till correction, 1,215. You get my point. These are the bulls now. It's positive to see the recent broadening out of sector performance over the past year. Technology, communication are the runaway leaders, each gaining more than 57%, with the next closest being consumer discretionary and industrials. But this past month, we've been talking about leadership in the stock market is spreading out. It's more balanced. We see energy, communication, consumer discretionary, industrials, financials. So what does this mean for you? At the risk of sounding like a grizzled old skeptic, never-ending optimism towards this market as it surges past reasonable value does not make me increasingly more nervous. It does make me increasingly more nervous about air pockets and violent surprises. To put things simply, I do not agree that the current environment with 5.3% Fed funds and no rates coming in the near term, core inflation above 3%, economic growth solid but showing signs of slowing, the commercial real estate debacle, and two major global conflicts that have the potential to turn into regional conflicts is one of the best market environments I've seen in my entire career. To be clear, I'm not saying extreme valuation or very bullish sentiment will end this rally in the near term. They most likely won't, as you heard from the statistics. There has to be a negative event that occurs, and so far it hasn't happened. And I'm not saying to sell the market right now because that might be a mistake. But what I am saying is that you can look at other things right now to protect yourself, because this show is about protecting your assets. So today we are going to cover five ideas that you can do right now to protect yourself but not miss out on some more upside. Stay with me as I share with you how to do that. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And this morning you are listening to Protect Your Assets. And with the S&P 500 hitting an all-time high last week, Sam asked me, what can I do to get involved in this but not lose everything? Such a great question, Sam. Thanks for asking the question. In fact, they're even inventing new terms for this market. It's called platinum locks now. I don't know if you heard that last week, but this is above Goldilocks, apparently. So with markets hitting all-time highs, is there anything you can do to protect yourself, still make some of the upside, but not lose it all if things get bad? Well, for some, there's something called an annuity. And some people call those four-letter words, yet for others, it can be a saving grace or perhaps some place in between. So whether you're considering an annuity right now, already own one, or wondering what they're all about and how it might fit into this question that Sam asked, well, listen today as we talk about five ways that these types of products could help you right now while the future is, let's just say, not as clear and rosy as we'd like it to be. All right, so let's start out with the first one. Do you think rates are going to go down this year? I started at the top of the hour talking about this in our market segment. Then you know the Fed is doing a pretty good job of bringing inflation down from where it was about a year ago. And Chairman Powell and his friends are keeping rates stable for now. And inflation is coming down, but not quite to the 2% target they'd like to see just yet. And so they're saying that rates will probably start to come down in June. But again, there's no guarantee or promise of that. They're just thinking that's what's going to happen. And that just changed this past week where March was the date, and now it's pushed back to June. But what if inflation doesn't go away as much as we'd all like to see it? Or what if one of these conflicts that are regional right now get more pronounced? And I'm talking about the two wars that are going on. Something bad happens, it spreads, it gets bigger. Or what if the Fed actually raises rates more? They change course, which they could actually do. If any of those things were to happen, you know what would happen. The market wouldn't like that. And so if you're in the stock market right now and you're seeing these gains continue to go higher, how can you protect yourself from losses if something were to change? Or on the other hand, maybe you've been sitting around, you want to get in, but you don't want to take all that risk either. So there is something out there you can use. It's called a fixed indexed annuity, and you can link your investment to an index like the S&P 500. Well, how do you do that? It's a really good question. So thanks, Sam, for asking it. Let's start out with this. If interest rates were to rise anymore, the value of any bonds you had could go down. How much they go down depends on the maturity date, also known as the ending term of that bond. You may want to look at this. For every 1% rise in interest rates, you would multiply that by the ending date of your bond, and that's how much you could lose in your principal. So if your bond fund has an average maturity of, say, 10 years and rates rise 1%, then you would lose about 10% of value in your bond. But if you use a certain type of annuity, you can protect your principal. You can protect that downside if that event were to occur. What type in this particular case? Well, for bonds, for fixed income, I might look at something called a fixed annuity. And this is where you can structure payments for a set number of years, 3, 5, 7, 10. And you could use this as an investment to produce income and protect your principal. Annuities are an alternative to bonds. These are called alts. You may have heard of alts. That's what I'm talking about right now. With rates right now maturing, if you have CDs coming due right now, you bought last year, they were paying great interest. Now you're seeing rates that aren't so great. They're still pretty good compared to where the money markets were not so long ago. But we have fixed annuities right now that are paying more than these CDs and these bonds are when you're looking at 3 or 5 years. These are called MIGAs, multi-year guaranteed annuities. These MIGAs typically pay more than their bonds or other CDs with similar maturities. So when you're looking out past the one-year rate right now, which I'd encourage you to do, because rates right now could be at all-time highs. Like I said, they could go higher, but what if they don't? What if the Fed actually follows through in June and they lower rates? Well, right now might be the best time to get these rates where they are. And so if you're going to roll it for a year, well, a year from now, you might wish you bought a longer term, a three-year or five-year. That way you protect yourself. As rates start coming down, you still get that higher income for longer. And that's why MIGAs typically pay more interest than bonds. MIGAs are tax deferred. So if you don't like paying taxes on the income that you earn, you don't have to until you decide when you want to take it out. So you choose how you want to pay your taxes, not the other way around. Moreover, your principal, remember that investment that you've been watching grow and now you want to protect your principal? Well, that is insured. It's backed by the claims paying ability of that particular insurance company that we buy the MIGA from. So that's insured. It's protected. Think of this strategy as a hedge against risk. If rates rise, you'll continue earning the same income and will get your deposit back by the end of the contract term. If interest rates fall, you're protected by locking in today's higher yields for longer, 3 to 5 years. You might want to consider it as a hedge if the market were to drop. And let's say you're in the S&P 500, you wouldn't lose any of your principal. You'll stay invested, you'll stay flat, and you won't lose that deposit. So I'm going to ask you a question. If the market were to drop, how much would you lose? Think about that. If you lost 5, 10%, can you afford to lose that? Are you planning on retiring anytime soon? Are you planning on living off of any of that principal or that income when you retire or if you're retired? And if the answer is yes, well, then I would encourage you right now, while markets are where they are today, to think about how to protect some of that gain, some of that principal that you have. Remember, diversifying, not putting all your eggs in one basket, spread it around a little bit. It's not a bad idea. How do you find out more about this? Well, pick up the phone, call me, 866-PROTECT. It's a Saturday. We want to help you learn more, discover things maybe you didn't even know existed. Pick up the phone, 866-776-8328 to find out more, 866-PROTECT, to protect your principal. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say when you die with an annuity, the insurance company keeps all your money. Is that really true? Find out when I come back. You don't want to miss this one. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And while this market continues to propel higher and higher and higher, it's incredible. The S&P 500 hit the 5,089 mark and closed on Friday. We've been talking about this for a while, so it's exciting. And the momentum and the sentiment out there, if you missed my market segment, it's fascinating. It just continues to amaze me that this can continue to go on for a while. So what does that mean? How do you invest? What should you do? Because of course you just want to continue to make more. That's just natural. Switching now to our fan favorite part of our show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice, they say.
Who are they?
What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't know. All right, so here's when they say, and I'm explaining this now because of annuities. We're talking about annuities today as a way to protect yourself in this market. So here's what they say. They say that if you die while owning an annuity, the insurance company keeps all your money. Is that true? Well, of course, the answer depends. I'm an attorney, so I can say that. I'm a liar. The answer is it depends. Here's why. Most annuities are designed to leave a death benefit, because when you fill it out, there's a beneficiary designation in the contract that pays to your heir if you die. There's an exception to that, of course. That's why I'm bringing this up. And that's why some people say this. Is that if you take an annuity payout over your lifetime without a period certain feature, then it's true. That death benefit could be paid to the insurance company if you were to live. I'm sorry, if you were to die. And choose the wrong option. And let me give you a story. We had a client who came in from Kaiser. As you know, in Oakland, Kaiser's headquarters is right down the street. So she came walking in one day. She had been at Kaiser for over 20 years, and she had been accruing and building up a pension option. Now, on her election form, she was about to retire. She was smart. She came to see us before she told them she was going to retire. And that's what I encourage you to do. Don't make a big mistake. Because on this form that she was supposed to fill out, she could elect a single lifetime income payment. And what it meant was that monthly income was guaranteed for as long as she lived. But when she died, her heirs, in this case, her daughter, would get nothing. Of course, the payout was higher than all the other choices, so that was enticing. But this is this type of annuity. This is a pension. It's a type of an annuity. And therefore, when someone finds out that they didn't collect all that money, that if their spouse was entitled to it or their child, that their parent had earned over their entire lifetime, in this case, her entire lifetime, well, you could understand how the daughter might get upset. What do you mean I lost $750,000? Yeah, that's what would have happened here. She had over $1 million in her Kaiser pension account. And if she only lived for 5 years and took those payments out for 5 years, which she's still living, thank goodness, keep going, her daughter would have lost $750,000. Write that down. $750,000. Put a line through it. That's not ideal. No one wants to lose that kind of money. So it was a good thing for Wanda and her family that she walked in the door. We were able to structure her pension properly. We were able to give her access to her principal. We got her a competitive monthly benefit for as long as she would live, which is what she wanted. But if she were to die earlier by an accident or her health changed, then guess what? Her daughter would still get a large cash payout. So if you're looking at a pension option, make sure you give us a call to see if we can do better. Now, here's another idea for you. Let's say that you're in the S&P 500 right now, or let's say you have a 401k and you're wanting to retire and you want to take some of that profit off the table. There's another type of an annuity. It's called a fixed indexed annuity, where you can take that piece of that puzzle, you can pull it out of the market, you can invest it in a fixed indexed annuity. Again, these are all in deferred accounts. So when you cash in or sell that S&P 500 or stock fund in that 401k or IRA, there shouldn't be any tax owed. You can roll that money, distribute that money into another IRA that happens to be a fixed indexed annuity, put it back in, say, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, Dow Jones, lots of indexes to choose from. If that market goes up, say, 10% for the rest of this year, and the cap, the cap on that FIA is 10%, then you keep 100% of that 10% and your principal is insured. If the market were to go up 8% for the rest of this year, you get 100% of the 8% because the cap was 10%. If the S&P goes up 15%, you get 10%. The insurance company gets 5%. See how that works? But more importantly, if the market were to drop 20%, you keep all $100 of the $100 you invested. You don't lose your principal. It is insured and backed by the claims paying ability of that insurance company, even though you put it in an S&P 500 linked index. That's how that works. That's called a cap rate. What else should you know? There's something also known in some of these called a participation rate. And that determines what percent of the increase in the underlying market index will be used to calculate your credit. For instance, it might say you'll get 70% of the increase in the S&P 500. The S&P 500 for that year does 10%, so you get 7% and that gets locked in. So again, if next year we had a bad year, you don't lose your principal, you don't lose what you earn for the remainder of that term this year. Again, maybe that's 7%. And then you can use that to generate income in retirement. So look, as a product that you can use that exists today to protect some of your equity market money, this product could make a lot of sense right now. So just because you heard bad things about annuities doesn't necessarily mean that they're all bad. In fact, there's thousands of types of them that maybe aren't so bad, that might work for your situation, but how do you know unless you talk to somebody who knows what they're doing? Do you ever wonder if your retirement savings are going to last for the rest of your life? If you've saved enough to have the continual income you need to sustain your lifestyle the way you enjoy it? If so, you're not alone. According to a survey done by Allianz, the vast majority of Americans fear running out of money in retirement more than they fear death itself. So I have a book. It's called Protect Your Assets. I'm showing it right now here on the web because we're live right now. Here's my book. And in chapter 3 of my book, which I just freshened up, by the way, I go into more about what I'm talking about today. And because you're listening right now, I'm going to give it to you absolutely free. If you want to read more about what I'm talking about, find out how it might work for you, pick up the phone and call this number, 866-PROTECT. Get a complimentary copy of chapter 3 of my book that explains all about fixed indexed annuities. 866-PROTECT. Call 866-PROTECT right now. Get that copy free. Keep it tuned right here because when we come back, find out about the costs associated with annuities and one mistake you don't want to make when listing your beneficiaries. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And isn't that name, Protect Your Assets, so relevant right now when the S&P 500 just hit an all-time high last week? There's a controversial election on the horizon. And oh yeah, there's a couple wars going on in the world that could ignite into something much bigger. We all know things come to an end. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, this entire morning, we've been talking about ways that you can take some chips off the table, yet not take your foot out of the game. So today we're talking about a way to keep your foot in the S&P 500, say, but protect yourself in case something bad happens. And so we've been talking about a particular product called a fixed indexed annuity that allows you to do that. And right now, annuities are starting to gain some popularity again because of the volatility in the stock market and the need for consistent income in retirement. But buyers should beware because there are a lot you need to know before you put money in annuities, because there's so many types and there's so many things you should know. So this morning we've been covering some of the things you want to ask about or look into before you get into it. So let's talk about fees. Insurance companies want to make money. And so fees are in annuities even if you don't see them. If you buy a variable annuity, make sure you get a copy of something called a prospectus before you buy it and read it. The fee section is in there and look at that carefully. Normally there are things like administration fees, fund fees, a company fee, a rider fee. Make sure you add them all up to see what you need to make each year before you break even. Now, that's in a variable annuity. I've been spending most of the morning on fixed annuities because these are usually much more reasonable when it comes to fees, and your principal is typically protected. The yield that they pay, say on like a MYGA I was talking about earlier, is net after all fees are deducted. These are taken out of the total return before you were to cash out, very much like a CD in that case, where you know you get a rate, it's quoted, that's the rate you're going to get, and when you cash it in and walk away, that's what you get. So fixed annuities are very similar to that in that when you see rates, that's usually built into them. But what if you want to make more than what's published? What if you want to participate, say, in the S&P 500, even though it just hit a new all-time high? Because from the statistics and the numbers I was reading earlier, the momentum is still pushing higher. You might be foolish to jump out, but what should you do? I was speaking earlier about that fixed indexed annuity. And so if you missed any discussion about that, you can go back and listen to the show through the podcast. But I want to talk a little bit about when you buy an annuity, you're going to be required to name a beneficiary or potentially multiple beneficiaries on the application. If you name your spouse as your sole beneficiary, when you die, your spouse will usually have the option of filing a claim to take that distribution over her life. And this will also be a non-taxable event when she rolls it into her name. As she starts to take money out of it, of course, if there's gains in there, it will be taxable. But she has that option as a spouse. If your beneficiary is not your spouse, say like your kids, they don't have that spousal option. And so typically, then they'll have to pay taxes on the increase in value of the annuity when it's distributed to them. And so if that's a concern to you, there are things out there that we can do that have death benefits associated with them. And as you know, death benefits are typically income tax-free if you do it correctly. And so that exists today in some of these newer products. So make sure you've built something like this into your estate plan, because remember, there are things called estate taxes. And that's another way that taxes come at your life estate, your money you've worked so hard to pass on to your family. And if you're worried about your son-in-law getting his hand, say, on the money you just gave to your daughter on your deathbed, then you need to speak to a lawyer as soon as you can. And I happen to be a lawyer. So if any of today's information was helpful to you, just imagine what we could do to help you accomplish your goals when you have a CPA, an attorney, and a financial advisor all working together. That's what we do here at the Liberty Group. We work as a team in one office to get you the best possible result we can do. So do something about it. Help yourself get more. Call us right now, 866-PROTECT. You can finally remove that gray area, wondering if you can retire. Find out right now how much you can generate in income for the rest of your life. Call 866-PROTECT. Again, the number 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, my fabulous producers back there doing the heavy lifting, Raf, Adrian, Lucas. Thanks, guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.